Jesus spoke these words in John 14, verse 6, and he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." To come to the Father is to obtain his favor. It is to have access to his throne by prayer. And that will give you access to eternal life. But no one can obtain any of these things except through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this means that I must first repent of my sins. I must accept that Jesus Christ is the living Son of God and my personal Savior. Only through Jesus can you find the way, the truth, and eternal life. So if you have wavered in your faith for even just a moment, I pray that today you may come to the understanding that you have a friend in Jesus and you have a Savior in him. And so now let us pray. Dear Lord, you say in your word, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I thank you for providing me with a wonderful and comforting promise that in times where I am attacked by doubts and fear from the enemy, your word is a present reminder that you are with me. And I am not to say because you are in control, and for that I am grateful. I am grateful that your word reassures me and guides me. And so I bow before you today. I set my heart in your hands, and I humbly ask for your presence to walk with me. Your word says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, that I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And further, I am seeking a double portion of faith to sustain me along life's journeys. I acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Savior. I acknowledge you to be the way, the truth, and the life. And I know and believe that you are God, all-powerful, and you are in control. And so even when my faith is weak, I ask that you give me strength. Lord Father, your joy, give me strength. As I commit myself and my desires to you, help me never to forget to whom I belong to as soon as I encounter a challenge. I commit my ways to you so that you can empower me to stand in faith and face my lion's den in whatever form it may come. Lord, I need you to strengthen my belief. Your word assures me at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. And it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is greater in you is greater than he who is in the world. And indeed, I declare this to be true in my life. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. I believe and accept that I am your child, and you will never leave me nor forsake me. I agree with your word that no matter how overwhelming my trials may seem, you, the one who works within me, is greater and more powerful than anything in this world. And this gives me unspeakable joy. And for that, I am grateful. Lord, I want to live for you. And I know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. Therefore, I pray that you will help to strengthen my faith in you so that you can develop it for all your glory. Help me to fearlessly put my trust in you as I face my daily battles. May you grant me this desire for strong faith. I pray that your steadfast love will forever remain with me, even as I walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. Dear Lord, you say in your word, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God, and I thank you for providing me with a wonderful and comforting promise that in times where I am attacked by doubts and fear from the enemy, your word is a present reminder that you are with me. And I am not to say because you are in control, and for that, I am grateful. I am grateful that your word reassures me and guides me. And so I bow before you today. I set my heart in your hands, and I humbly ask for your presence to walk with me. Your word says in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, that I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And further, I am seeking a double portion of faith to sustain me along life's journeys. I acknowledge you, Lord Jesus, as my personal Savior. I acknowledge you to be the way, the truth, and the life. And I know and believe that you are God, all-powerful, and you are in control. And so even when my faith is weak, I ask that you give me strength. Lord, Father, your joy, give me strength. As I commit myself and my desires to you, help me never to forget to whom I belong to as soon as I encounter a challenge. I commit my ways to you so that you can empower me to stand in faith and face my lion's den in whatever form it may come. Lord, I need you to strengthen my belief. Your word assures me at 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, and it says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is greater in you is greater than he who is in the world. And indeed, I declare this to be true in my life. Greater is he that is in me than he who is in the world. I believe and accept that I am your child, and you will never leave me nor forsake me. I agree with your word that no matter how overwhelming my trials may seem, you, the one who works within me, is greater and more powerful than anything in this world. And this gives me unspeakable joy. And for that, I am grateful. Lord, I want to live for you. And I know that without faith, it is impossible to please you. Therefore, I pray that you will help to strengthen my faith in you so that you can develop it for all your glory. Help me to fearlessly put my trust in you as I face my daily battles. May you grant me this desire for strong faith. I pray that your steadfast love will forever remain with me, even as I walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you for hearing this prayer. In Jesus' name, I pray. I hope this prayer ministered to you. If it did, then share this beautiful prayer with your friends and loved ones. And also, subscribe and turn on the notification button so that you don't miss any prayer. God bless you.